WordFest 2014 at the Book Swap with Lucy Ann Holmes and Julia Crouch, who have been our authors this evening. Ladies, how have you found it?
It's been great. It's what a great way of getting people talking to one another. Fantastic books and questions, and then the conversation open out into everybody in the room. It's great.
Yeah, I've had a lovely, lovely evening. I've never been to a book swap. I just think it's just the most beautiful idea where people present this book that they've bought with a story behind it. And then somebody thinks, yes, I'd like that. And then they share their story. So I feel like, we've heard lots of stories. It's been a really, really special. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You've not done this sort of thing before? It's
never done anything unique like this before, It's much nicer than sitting up there talking about your own book and doing a reading.
Mm.
But you get to answer questions that you'd never normally asked. So I was a little bit nervous about what sort of questions they would be, whether they'd be very personal and searching. But I think mostly they were kind of, quite general, but kind of allowing us to tell stories that we haven't told before, which is great.
Julia, I mean, you've been to many a WordFest event now, what would you like to see in the future? Is there anything kind of...
Oh, my goodness. Thanks for that question. What would I like to see in the future? I think WordFest going from strength to strength, because I think it's a great festival. It's an amazing galvanising force for Crawley. And do you know what? I have to say, being a Brighton dweller, I always kind of drove past Crawley on the motorway and went, oh, so glad I don't live there. But having got to know it so well through WordFest, I realise it's a really vibrant place full of really interesting people with lots and lots of sort of energy and commitment and passion for what they do. And I'm not saying I'm going to move from Brighton, but if somebody said you've got to go and live in Crawley now, I wouldn't be quite screaming quite so much.
That's very interesting. I mean, you did the unveiling of the Richard Marsh plaque earlier. I think that's very interesting in itself, because until I did an event at the library a few weeks ago, I hadn't heard about him either.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things, it's getting past the sort of layers of a place where you think you know what it's about, and then when you sort of get below the kind of headlines, as it were, there's interesting stories all over the place. I mean, do you find that inspires your writing and kind of... I mean, you were talking earlier about kind of getting inspiration from sort of Nick Cave songs. Do you find that sometimes that kind of something kind of leaps out that you didn't realise and inspires you to kind of dig deeper
into
things?
Very often. I always start, one of the things I start my novels with is a place, a sense of place. And so kind of digging under the surface of the place and finding out, what created it, what's going on under what everyone sees on the outside, and the spirit of a place. They're very important characters, almost like as important as the characters in stories for me. So, who knows, perhaps I'll set one in Crawley.
That'd be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be?
That'd be fantastic. It'd be awesome.
I might actually. I've got a good story that I'm putting together a few pictures for my next load of books. Hopefully, my next load of books, if anyone will have them. Perhaps because I was going to set it in Brighton, my agent said, don't set it in Brighton because everyone sets everything in Brighton. It's boring. Brighton's been done. So perhaps I'll do Crawley.
To Crawley instead. That'd be fantastic. Fantastic. And one last word about the shop, Revival. I've got to get a word in about
it. I love this shop. And do you know what? It's been so brilliant to... This is my first So WordFest Crawley event, and I'll definitely come back to more. But also, thank you for just showing me the shop, because this is like... Somebody quoted Mary Portis and said it's a destination shop, and I think I'd have to agree. So I definitely want to come again.
Yeah. In fact, I'm trying to restrain myself from going shopping now. I don't know if they take any money there.
I think they do. I think they will.
I think the till is open, yeah.
I've got my eye on those suitcases over there.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.